What's up, everybody? It's Jeffrey Lyles, welcoming you to another edition of Lyles Movie Files. Joining me, as always, little brother Jace, Roshot. How you doing?
Hello. Good, man. We're rocking pink for our Women's History Month.
Sure.
Okay, cool. All right. Something different. I like it.
Well, only one month of history, apparently.
That's okay. So everybody needs a history. History's good.
And beyond more than that. 80s kid from the 90s. Lights, camera, Jeff, Chase, the Chief. What's up, movie crew? Well, I mean, since you asked 80s kid, let's bring him on. Chief, what's up?
What's going on, everybody?
Cool. How are you?
Man, let me tell you something. I just woke up. I mean, literally just, are we on?
He sits in the chair and just waits till he sees the text. Okay, so camera.
It wasn't even that, man. I woke up. I looked at the joint. It was after 8. I was like, oh, he ain't said nothing. I said, maybe he ain't doing nothing tonight. Went, got some juice. I was like, all right, I'm about to take the dogs out. Then, boop, 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 boop. I said, there's the invite. I said, all right. I see, all the gangs here. Well, the gang's kind of light. Is that the Blake, Big Blizzy, 80s Kids, Snake Eyes, No Afton Child, No Parks was you know. hey, Blake, let me tell you something, man. I get up at 2:30 in the morning. I got to be to work at 4 a.m. So, some days, man, If I get a late sleep, go to sleep late, or if I have a bad night of sleeping, it just messes me up for the week. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody tardy today, including me. You know what I mean?
What's up, Afton? And so is Jamal. Thank y'all, some big business going down. Must be the money.
Must be the money.
So how are you guys, man? Everybody good? Jace, you good? Jeff, you good?
Mm-hmm.
Good to see y'all, man.
Chief, you want to talk about your experience or our experience this week at the Best Buy outlet?
Yeah, man. I hadn't seen my man in a while. We see each other every week here, but we haven't seen each other in person in a while. It was good to see you too, man. So I found out that we used to have a big Best Buy by where we live. And it turned it into an outlet. So I was telling, I told Jeff, I said, hey, man, you want to go by the outlet and check it out, see what they got? So he's like, cool. So we meet up, walk in. And let me tell you, if you're interested in a washing machine or a fridge, they got what you need. You know what I mean? Washing machines and fridges are in there, and when I say they're stocked, they are stocked. If you're looking for something other than that, you may have some trouble.
I think David Wentz, this is the same one. People scratch and dent.
Yeah, let me tell you, them joints were scratched and dented out, man. But you know, the I think I'm at that age now where I'm like, it's not that bad. You know what I mean?
It's a washing machine. It's going in.
Look at that. Jeff was like, I can put a picture over that. It's the refrigerator. He's like, I can hang a picture over those scratch and dents.
Found it right there.
Some of those pictures was 65% off, bro. Damn. Yeah.
I was about to say, if you were like flipping houses and you needed some stuff in there, that sounds like a place to go.
Yeah, that was good for flippers.
They had which I don't know if he's seen it before, but they had a washing machine that dried. You never even had to take your clothes out. Once the clothes got done, you hit the dryer function, and the washing machine would dry your clothes at that point. So, you got that?
Nah, that sounds like way too space-saving. I'm like, wow, that's a whole lot of space. Well,
if you think about it in terms of getting two of them, bro, because you got to wash and dry at home.
Then it defeats the purpose.
Well, I think that's an excellent. I mean, you know how much clothes you can wash at one time? You ain't gotta wait.
Yeah.
Come down with a bunch of loads. So it was good, man. It was they talking about they was gonna. Matter of fact, the restock is today, right?
That's true. Okay. That's what they said.
So they're supposed to, well, the stock, let's not say restock, the stock is today. So
they're gently used items.
Right. So he said, look, come by after Wednesday. They're supposed to be getting a whole bunch of items. So we'll have to re-go it in the future.
Yes. All right, let's get into the news. I know everybody's not as interested in our Best Buy outlet exploits.
It's okay.
You and I were. All right. So,
I said we're old. This is the kind of stuff we talk about.
Not true. I was just letting everybody get comfortable, get dried off, and ready for the show.
Hey, man, let me tell you, don't sleep on the outlets.
There were some good deals. All right, so big news, Jace, coming out of the Scream franchise. They want you back. Neve Campbell is returning as Sidney Prescott. And Kevin Williamson, the original writer, is coming back.
But that's really interesting. Because there was some rumor before everybody got let go of Scream or said they had a conflict that was going to be the direction they were going to take. It's like, hey, let's, instead of this storyline that we built up for the last two versions, let's bring the original cast back, minus one very memorable character.
I kind of feel like that was a real mistake. Maybe not even in hindsight. That's a watch. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if that was the right move.
The right move. I mean, because I am always one, I hate when characters get, it's like, to make a point. I mean, because, again, I will say this to the death of me. I love the Star Wars book until they killed off Anakin Solo. I'm like, what the heck? I'm sorry, Chewbacca. Like, what the heck are you doing this for? Makes no sense. But in this case, you had to say, all right, our story matters. It's not just a bunch of okay new characters. We're going to make something real significant happen that we can't come back from. Because I was watching, what was it? Spiral, the Book of Saw, and then they were trying to connect that with Jigsaw. I was like, come on, guys. Nothing to do with Jigsaw. Come on.
David said they need to stop with these Scream movies. It's just like the Saw movies. My email address is bilesmoviefiles@gmail.com. Oh. So feel free to send along any show topics.
Yeah. But I think Scream, if they had the cast of, I don't know, I'm saying 6 and 7, or it's 5 and 6, because they split up 5 and 6. If they had connected that to a third movie, that third movie could have been awesome. I mean, just where the little breadcrumbs they were leading, it was going to be something like game-changing on a horror franchise. But because, you know, things happen, it was like, oh, where are you going to go? So now to go back to the originals, I think it's a retread. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to see it either in the movie theater or I'll see it on a plane. But I'm watching that movie. I'll buy it. Even if I don't see it, I'll buy it. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Chief, you've been keeping up with Scream?
I haven't seen the last. I mean, I remember Neve Campbell from the original series, but I think we had a discussion about Scream, and they said, like you said, the last couple were pretty good, or the last one was pretty good.
I've watched 5. Haven't seen 6 yet.
Okay.
Jace is making it sound like I should not watch it. Because they're not going to be able to follow up with it.
Dude, again, this, as much as Chief hates cliffhangers and them not following up on a story, I think you have to watch this one.
that sounds,
because they're going to reset it, but you need to see how they reset it.
Yeah. Chief, I'm with you on that one. Cause I'm like, not so much, guys.
Yeah, I'm good, Chief, man.
I know this is going to leave you. Make sure you have some Kleenex around, because I know you're going to be distraught over this news. The Batman has been pushed back to 2026.
Which one?
The Robert Pattinson one.
Oh. But they probably got another one coming in between or whatever. You know what I mean? What's my man's name, man? From the new guy.
Robert Pattinson?
Nah, the new guy, the movie, the James new guy. What the heck was his name? Little skinny dude.
The new guy?
The New Guy. It was a movie called The New Guy, and this dude, he got embarrassed at his old school, so he switched to another school and became like a bad boy at the new school. It had Eliza Dushku.
Man, you're going way back then for that one.
I was going to
have to wait a little longer, 80s.
He said DJ Qualls.
DJ Qualls?
DJ yeah. Qualls, exactly. DJ Qualls is the new Batman, 2025. You know what I mean? You know, the title's going to be Batman. Although he's under 100 pounds, he kicks ass. You know what I mean? And so we're going to... so that's the new Batman. And then 2026, we get to see Robert Pattinson or whatever. The villain is going to be Sugar. Because this man needs to put on some pounds.
Have they said? Because
Joker at the end of Batman.
Yeah, they tease Batman, Joker, but it would make no sense right after following the Dark Knight trilogy to have Joker be the second bad guy and the second, the one that. Come on.
Every Joker they've done after Heath Ledger has been, it's just been some cut. Some straight up cut. Jared Leto, right? His Joker, he was like you might catch him at an Ozzy Osbourne concert, biting the head off a bat or something. And then
he's a rocker Batman, right. Bad boy Joker.
And then
Batman.
Everybody's coming out. He's got his artistic version of the Joker. You know what I mean?
Joker.
Yeah. So. It's gonna be Schwarzenegger. He's back.
Speaking of, did you guys see the clip with Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Michael Keaton?
Twins 2? It's about time.
From the Oscars. That's why I said clip. I know you didn't watch the Oscars. But they had a fun moment while DeVito and Schwarzenegger were presenting. And, they referenced their roles in the Batman films. And then they're like, a bastard Batman. And it always said a bastard Michael Keaton. And he is sitting there rocking an ascot, just like Adam West did back in the day. And he is playing all into it. Like, it's great. You got to track that down. It's funny. All
right.
I'll track it down.
Okay.
80s kids saw it. Apparently, okay. Started Snake Eyes. It was great. You really should check it out. Jane was talking about Scream. I love Scream movies, and I was interested in the new direction they were going in. I like that they are refreshing things. I'm a fan of Nev and the gang. But if they can't make it happen, which in a we're taking the new direction, then maybe sign a good rest.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is Jenna Ortega taking a new one?
She's in the last two.
Okay.
Yeah. It was so annoying because it really did seem like it was going to be a refresh. Like Jamelyn said, it looked something really interesting. Now it's, as we said, when they fired the director, said I'm out too. It was okay, guys. I think it's time to call it a franchise.
I can't wait to make a new Wednesday. That was Jenna Ortega was excellent in that.
Well, apparently she had her scheduling conflict because of Wednesday. I don't buy that at all.
Wednesday hasn't even said when it's filming. Okay. I listen to a podcast where the guys come on all the time, and they literally say, "Yeah, we don't know when we're going to start filming Wednesday."
She said that's why she didn't do another Scream.
Nah, the real reason is because they fired a co-star after she made some remarks about the Israeli war, and so she cited scheduling conflicts. Yeah, I was always planning to not be in the next movie. Come on, it's no way.
Nah. I don't know why people won't stay away from politics and religion.
Beetlejuice 2 is done. It was. So not that, Snake Eyes. It was this is convenient. I'll use this as my reason as I stand in solidarity with my castmate. Yeah. So I don't get fired from stuff like she did. But
yeah, it was
the lines were this big to read between.
Yeah.
What up, James? How you doing?
Green. That's right. The Beetlejuice 2 is coming. That just angers me. You know how I get angry, man. You know how. I told you I'll become that get off my lawn guy. You kids get off my damn lawn. I just don't understand. Beetlejuice was, we was kids when Beetlejuice came out. Why?
Beetlejuice?
No, you don't say it three times, bro. You know, but you just, I don't understand how that is the next move. Like, y'all would let it go. Like, next one, gonna see another Casper? I don't,
it's just a friendly ghost, though. Blake says they need to make more sequels for the things they need to make sequels for. John Carter of Mars, hopefully the new Dune, things that are book series that are good. Yeah. It feels like it shouldn't be that complicated, right, Blake?
It always is, man.
Beetlejuice don't need a sequel.
True indeed, brother. True indeed.
Yeah. And David is right there with you. I'm getting tired of these sequels coming out 40 years later.
Hey, can we interest you in another 48 hours?
Nah.
Probably 84 hours.
You know what I mean? This time, Nick Nolte is drunk. What? Yeah, get out of here, man.
All right. So big weird news. Bo DeMaio, the showrunner of X-Men 97, has been fired. The show is coming out a week from today. And they've been doing all the promotion and getting all hyped up. And he's gotten the scorched earth treatment from Disney. And he's been removed from credits. You're not going to see him. His company email and Instagram have been deactivated. He's been the main one hyping up the show on his Instagram. And he had interviews all lined up to start hyping people up. They had a red carpet that was all set, I guess, for today. And he's not showing up for that either. Apparently, the word on the street is DeMaio was fired. Because he has an OnlyFans account.
Who's DeMaio?
The showrunner for X-Men 97.
I'm sorry, X-Men 97. Okay.
Cartoon.
I don't even know what that is.
The cartoon based off of the old 90s show.
Let's come back out with it?
Yeah, man.
Oh.
It's an animated one, so that can actually keep going because. You know, none of the actors will look 1,000 years old.
Nashville, what up? I'm planning on, I think I'm about moving out to Nashville. Huh, yeah, it'll be called 48 years, huh? he's stealing boxes, Green.
So apparently he has an OnlyFans account, and he was doing what some people post on their OnlyFans account. Apparently, that does not line up with Disney.
Okay. Hold on. Was he was sexually explicit at OnlyFans account?
I mean, he was showing the business. He was showing Little Bo.
Okay. Because I got one too, but I just show my feet. Well, I mean, full disclosure, so I don't get fired from Lyle's movie file. But. It's just, you know what I mean? It's just a foot account. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because Jeff was like, hey, I was like, we'll talk about it later. So I guess that's a perfect segue into it.
Yeah. So that's an interesting way to go. I mean, it's not like he's just started. This is kind of weird because I feel like this is sort of kind of a James Gunn thing where it's like, how do you not know this stuff? He was working, and I know either Snake Eyes or Aftonchild are going to be upset with this. He was working on the Moon Knight series, and he was working on an early draft of the Blade reboot. So this guy had been in the mix for a second.
So he's been in the mouse house for what, 3 or 4 years?
At least.
Okay, all right. Now,
so do you think he can use the name Triple X, man?
Hey, man, you're going to use something. I don't know why Disney cares.
No, you really, okay. If you're doing certain content, you got it. You can't have that. I mean, it's a business. You're like, no, we can't do that. Because who is it?
You got to be an adult. You're supposed to be 18 years old to write for OnlyFans. I always feel like, I remember when I was young and Lisa Bonet did the little movie, and Bill Cosby got mad. Like, now you look bad and like, Bill, you got some damn nerve. But
you was a hypocrite like a motherfucker. I know you didn't do that.
Hey, right. You want some tea? Right. She's looking like, I know you didn't do that. So,
not you.
Right. So, just that Batman meme where they're pointing at each other. And he fired her, and I'm like, she's an actress. Actresses, actors, they take off clothes in movies. I don't, and nowadays, I mean, OnlyFans can't account is like having a Facebook page or Instagram page. It's just, it is what it is. Like yo,
income. I mean, because I mean, there's certain, you always read, oh, so and so teacher has an OnlyFans account. But it's like, hey, they don't make any money. So the only way you would actually find out if they have one is if you were venturing, scrolling down the, hey, let me see who so-and-so is. Like,
I don't think that's... Some kids who have pictures of that. Like, what are you doing on the Instagram? What are you doing on the OnlyFans account, sir? You were 15.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, that's one thing. But if they're showing, I mean, there's probably, if you're showing a little too much, okay, what? But I'm sure you could probably dig up in the internet the pictures, but it's like, I don't,
where
I
mean, the street is, he was letting it all hang out.
Yeah, I don't, I think that's probably, that is probably too much. I mean, if you just say, if it's risque, you can move through. But I wonder how, if you're making so much money, you know,
do what you wasn't making enough, Jace. If you got
he was like Ric Flair, letting it swing.
You know what I mean?
Here's my helicopter trick.
Oh, all right. And I'm out. I'm done.
Clearly wasn't making enough. You need the OnlyFans when you're working for Disney. I guess they
Astro down Race.
Yeah. Not enough people were watching Moon Knight. Side of the frontal. Bro. All right, so they fired him because he put his hand on X-Men's shoulder. Woo! He showed Space Mountain. Yeah. Jalen said, to be fair, we know he was fired. And we know he has an OnlyFans. Do we know that he was fired? No real rumor. I mean, that's the rumor. That's the word on the street. The rumor. Apparently, there was some unhappiness with his Blade script, which apparently has had 90 screenwriters at this point, because no one can seem to make a movie about a guy who kills vampires. I don't feel like it's that complicated. Somehow they're
The Blade script is still getting worked on. They can't find people.
They can't figure out a way to approach it.
I keep telling you,
Marshall Ali's gone before. I mean, I don't see him actually doing Blade. They're gonna have to work on who's gonna be the actual Blade, because there's no way in heck he's sticking around.
Next Wednesday.
I mean, I'm really trying to figure out, why not talk to somebody who worked on the Marvel Netflix show and just say, hey, we have a guy who is chasing vampires. And
that's it.
You figure out what city you want to work in. Well, hey, we'll make New York, Vancouver, New York, Chicago, whatever you need it to be. And go from there.
Or crack open a comic book and read through it.
Whoa. Sit down now. Source material. You've gone too far.
It's not like Blade has to fight Galactus. He fights vampires.
Yeah.
He can make that on the lowest budget of any MCU production. Why is that hard?
I mean, how many movies come from books anyways? Just crack the comic book open and get in there. It's just ridiculous.
He's a half man, half vampire. And he's also half amazing. So he's a little bit everything. But yeah. I don't know. This Blade thing is just wild.
You got to find some way to connect whatever this Blade movie is. All right. Hey, what is the next Marvel movie coming out 2 years after that? Tell me that. What's the Marvel movie coming out right before? Okay, cool. What's the big, is he going to be in Secret Invasion or Secret Wars? No? Okay, good. Now I know everything I need to know about what I need to do in a Blade movie. Come on.
Exactly.
I mean, tell Wesley Snipes, hey, can you help us out? Draft it. Got it. No problem.
The Blade movie is going to happen. It's just, I don't understand why this has. Now, if they wanted a Disney Plus show, hey, Blade, a Disney Plus show. Just have him killing different vampires each episode for 6 or 8 episodes.
And then, it builds into a bigger vampire conspiracy.
A bigger vampire conspiracy.
Vampires always got conspiracy. They've been around forever. Come on. I mean, honestly, have him, he decides at the end of it to figure out where all the vampire and Twilight are. Okay, done.
It was a dream then. All right, more MCU. She was still hot about Breaking Dawn. More MCU news. Shang-Chi 2 is going to start filming next year. And that film is rumored to have an appearance from an Iron Fist. Not Danny Rand, but an Iron Fist, who's also going to show up on this Wakanda spinoff as well.
Is that the Riri Williams?
No, she has her own thing, Ironheart. It's going to be a Wakanda series that Ryan Coogler's working on.
Is that where T'Challa comes back?
T'Challa! No, if we see him back, it'll be after Secret War, so I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Man, just no bites on
Oh, okay, all right. I'm really, because I was reading up on Shang-Chi's actual fictional bio in the comic books, and it was like, oh, this is actually cool. But it has nothing to do with the inheritor of the Ten Rings, who is learning how to have a couple of martial arts fights while his keeping his love interest and sister crime boss entertained. I don't see how that really says, want to see another movie. And I liked the movie, but it was way too self-contained. It was very much, oh, it has nothing to do with the larger MCU. And that's a problem. I mean, I want to see serialized content from Marvel. And that was just, all right, it's one and done. I mean, it's not, he doesn't look like the world's greatest martial artist. I took some martial arts class when I was a kid. And I got these 10 rings.
He's another dude, if they wanted to do a series that people would watch and want to see another season to, could have been on Disney Plus, where he's just roaming around like the Incredible Hulk, going from different city to another, beating up bad guys, different crime bosses, on his way to finding his father. That's him.
That would have been a better movie. I mean, because the way his father was made even in the movie, him going all around the world would have made perfect sense. Hey, I've been on this earth maybe a couple hundred years. I got houses everywhere.
Nah, I can't find my daddy. Chief, what do you think about the sequel?
I don't think anything about it. You know what I mean? I'm mad that they cut Kung Fu from TV. I used to watch that show with the girls.
On CW?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I'd rather watch that than this part two of this new series or whatever. The first one didn't grab me and hold me, and the second one is not going to do the same.
Did it block or kick you?
No, it didn't do anything. It didn't entertain me. It's almost like staring at me. Like,
I hate people that just play and they want to just throw you around the whole fight.
No, I don't get thrown around much. I'm a pretty good guy, but. With this here, man, I have no interest, man. I mean, we'll probably go see it because I'm going to go see it. But, like, again, we didn't ask for it. We never asked for it. And then now you're making part two. We didn't ask for part two, man.
Okay. I mean, also adding the fact that now that the autumn Netflix movies are now, films are canon. Can we pay off, Colleen Wing being the new Iron Fist?
No, we don't. That was dumb. I mean, she was cool as one half of the Daughter of the Dragon. That's another thing they should revive. do that, put her in Simone Mystic, do that thing, and bam. That's a new show for Disney Plus. People would
I mean, I would have rather saw a Defenders movie. You know, I just
Netflix Defenders or comic
movies, movie screen Defenders. Yeah, the Netflix series.
Okay,
throw that on a movie screen. Like, I mean, just the stuff we're getting, bro. You know, you could have threw Daredevil in the movie theater. It's just people love the Daredevil Netflix show. Even though some people haven't seen season 3 or 4, whatever it is yet. But I mean, you know, they're just making stuff now. They're just sitting in the back room, and I think they have a little dartboard with characters, what they're gonna do, blah blah blah. And they just, you know, Spider Pig. Okay. You know, and they just throw in the darts, man, and where it lands is weird what's coming out next. You know what I mean? So be prepared for the full adventures of Plastic Man or something next. I don't know. It's always crazy nowadays. You never know what you're gonna get, and what you get is not what you ask for. You know what I mean? So I know you guys are gonna be in that front row enjoying it.
I'm not a front row. I don't like looking up at the movies.
Well, you'll be there. You know what I mean?
Again, that's one. If you give me a really good trailer, I may see it.
When's the last time you seen a good trailer? Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle, it couldn't salvage and make that a good trailer, okay?
There's no good trailers, bro. Nobody, I mean, I think they did. I think they came out, man. It's almost like, I feel like we were watching The Matrix. Like, that first part was excellent. Then everything after it has been some crap. And they gave that first shoot was that first set, that first series of heroes. Oh, man. And we just getting B and C heroes now. You know what I mean? We're getting B and C heroes. You just can't beat Thor, Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America. You can't beat it. They're just like, yo, what do we do next? Who's next?
All right, Jeff, you said, I said that Iron Man was a A-level character before the movies. I think you disagreed with me and said before the movies, he was more like a B-level character.
I think he was like a B-plus character where there was a little bit of awareness like, oh, you know, the dude that, Ghostface, Tony Stark's Iron Man? I don't think most people who didn't come up reading comic books knew much about Iron Man at all. Like, maybe they could have, if it was like Blade, Wolverine, Spider-Man, and then Iron Man, by process of elimination, most people go, I know these other ones, so I guess that's Iron Man. But I don't think people were like, oh man, an Iron Man movie, outside of real hardcore Marvel fans who were like, oh, this is interesting, this is exciting. And I think the movies took them to a new level, of course. Mm-hmm. But I feel the bigger issue, what's going on with these characters now, outside of Agatha, who I really have no idea who wanted a whole season for her, they're not making any reason to invest in these characters with something else. So there's no overarching story, which, cool, all right, we got the world's greatest martial artist. We've got this race of dudes who chilled on the sidelines, win the big fight against
Thanos. Robots.
Or we've got Black Widow's sister, mama standing, daddy standing, and they're here. So it's just like, we're just going around to different parts. Whereas the first phase, everything built to Avengers. Like the end of the first one, I want to talk to you about the Avengers initiative. End of Incredible Hulk. We've got a team. Oh, okay. What's this team? Y'all are really coming through with it. Iron Man 2. Thor's hammer. I mean, Cap shield. We're just all over. Black Widow, Thor. Hey, here's Hawkeye. None of those movies happen without something going, you know, like a Destination Avengers. 2 miles. 4 movies. I mean, and that's how it went. Captain America's final scene was, yeah, sorry, Cap, we had to lie to you. And we got the trailer for Avengers, if you want to say we watched that. So everything mattered. And phase two was like, cool, because y'all tease us with Thanos. So we know there's somewhere else you're going, because your track record for that entire first phase meant, oh, we're going to set it up and eventually we'll get there. So everything in phase two was like, okay, okay. And Guardians was like, here's Thanos. Oh, shoot, here he is. And he's cool. These movies that we've seen in phase four and phase five had zero to do with each other. It was like Loki, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man No Way Home, kind of casually juggling the concept, the thought, the idea of a multiverse, but nothing to it. I mean, the multiverse is such a vague thing. When Avengers ended, to court to fight these humans is like courting death. Thanos is like, oh, word? Cool, bring him. There's no force behind the multiverse. It's just, here it is. And that's a concept that regular audiences, comic book audiences, can't get into. There's no danger, Will Robinson. This guy is the next big villain. It's just, oh, in another world, in another world, here's Kang, but he gets this one, gets beat by Ant-Man.
And then there's 1,000 other Kangs. Yeah. Kang not special. He's not even special important to one of one. He's one of a whole stadium full.
Yeah. That's what Blake's saying. Marvel actually had the rights to Iron Man. They only had the Avengers. They had sold their popular ones, Spider-Man, the X-Men, to anyone who would buy them just to keep Marvel Comics afloat. They were selling off those licenses because it was like, our company's about to get bankrupt. How can we get out of it? Let's sell these movie rights. Maybe Sony, maybe 20th Century Fox. Here, take the Fantastic Four. Take all these other licenses. You're paying us money. So even if your movies suck, we got the money to stay afloat. And that's why it's been such a hassle and a struggle for them to get them back. Because they're like, no, we know how to do our own movies. Well, you're going to have to wait for this terrible Miles Teller Fantastic Four movie before you get them back. So this has been a huge problem, and they have no reason for people to invest and care in the multiverse, and that's the issue. If they just kept tying all this stuff in and making it make sense, people would care about these CP heroes in the same way that people outside the comic book sphere didn't care about these characters. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, man, you see little kids talking about Rocket Raccoon. I am Groot. Huh? What? I mean, it was just like, wow, like, back in the 90s when people were wearing NWO shirts and Austin 316 shirts. Like, have you been to a wrestling show? It didn't matter. Everybody knew what it was. Same thing with MCU. Now they've forgotten or act like, well, it was just because we're Marvel. That's why everybody came to see our movies. They forgot all the work they put into to get to that point. Jamal says, maybe Marvel movies need group showrunners. Like, comics have group. A lot of them are terrible. Let Kevin Feige be the Avengers guy if they want. But get somebody else the Cosmic and another person Marvel Knight stuff. That will work, too. Have an X-Men guy. Fantastic Four.
But, I mean, I still want to say the good thing about original Kevin Feige is you had somebody making sure everything tied back into, hey, connected to this. And as long as somebody can say, hey, because, I mean, the thing about the multiverse was, hey, at the end of it, hey, this is the movie that came before you. Cool. Have it being the same. I mean, because I think you said this before with Shang-Chi and Ant-Man. Those are in the same city. That shit would have been an easy tie-in. You should have saw Shang-Chi actually, you know, while he was being in his waiter job, you should have saw him get, you know, delivering, you know, Hank Pym's car. And then you should have had, I mean, just at the end, you see Wong, but then it's, hey, what is Wong doing? Oh, he's going to be messing around in She-Hulk? Oh, okay, come on. That didn't count. But that didn't have anything to do with the big, giant multiverse. All right, you should have saw maybe a Kang ship in the background pop up so everybody else sees it. And then you may see Kang in the background, like, hey, I heard this is where Ant-Man, I heard this is where the last, whatever. something's going.
Literally, it just had Jonathan Majors in a trench coat in a hat going, huh? And somebody goes, oh, you know Hank Pym? Hank Pym. Yes, I know him very well.
Yeah. That, again, that was the Avengers Initiative, just, oh, this is that guy. Even if you get the buzz, oh, they'll see that guy, that's Victor Timely. And Victor Timely really is Kang. Or he's an earlier variant of Kang. And that's that building block to the big bad of Kang. And then you come up with your random other variants just in case you need them.
And Arthur Child says giving Spider-Man to Sony was a bad idea. It wasn't. Marvel was going to go bankrupt. They were going to be out of business without selling off like the licenses to Spider-Man, X-Men, Hulk, Fantastic Four, Daredevil, Ghost Rider, all that stuff. The market for Marvel Comics had exploded. They had done too much. People are going to buy these comics and sell them 30 years later and make a fortune with all these foil covers, embossed, gold-plated. All that stuff is driving Marvel out of business. They had to do this because they weren't going to stay afloat to eventually get us to an MCU. So giving Blade, Spider-Man, X-Men was what gave us the MCU. But for both parties, it was a good deal. So far, Sony has grossed $10.2 billion just from their Spider-Man films. We won't count the spinoffs, but that meant something for Sony and kept Marvel Comics afloat. So it didn't matter. All right. Talk about that for a minute. Zack Snyder's sequel to Rebel Moon, Scargiver, is coming out next month. Right now, Rebel Moon Part 1, A Child of Fire, is 21% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I'm one of the few who liked it. I don't care. Now, I fully admit that he was like, oh, this is cool. I'll take this idea and that idea and this one. I don't care. I mean, it feels like at this point, most stuff is crib borrowed from other people.
Have you watched Dune? all sci-fi crib from Dune, okay?
Have to watch Matt Reeves' Batman. Anyway, so in an interview with Empire, they asked him, what did Zach think about the negative reception to Child of Fire? And he said, I don't really have a rebuttal to the reviews. For whatever reason, the reaction to my movies is very polarizing. And it always has been. The movie, it doesn't seem like there's that much in it that will warrant such visceral responses. I fully agree with that. What do you guys think? Do people needlessly hate on Zack Snyder? Or is it just, hey, dude, your movies suck. I'm going to let you know about it.
I mean, he's probably gotten hate since Watchmen, right?
I'm looking through his movie catalog to see, so he's the producer of stuff. I'm trying to see if I can just filter out to what he directed.
That's good. All right. Okay.
Rebel Moon was the worst, 21%. Let's see. For directors, my favorite film of his is Army of the Dead, and it only got 67%, which I think is kind of ridiculous. Let's see. Where else is he on directors? Justice League, not his version. The Zack Snyder Justice League got 72%. Mm-hmm. So that was really well received.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But here, Dawn of Justice, 29%. 300. Oh, no, it was Rise of Empire. Man of Steel, 56%. Mm-hmm. Sucker Punch, 22%. Watchmen, 65%, 361%. I'm sorry about the Dawn of the Dead. What did I see? Army of the Dead. That was 67.
Yeah, I was like, something was wrong.
6%.
I just watched Army of the Dead. And then, he makes a certain violent movie that his audience likes. And if you are a critic of certain hyper-violent movies, you're not going to feel his style of movie. It's, I mean, Yeah, 300 is amazing. 300, the sequel to 300 was complete garbage.
Whoa. Eva Green?
Okay, maybe I haven't watched in a while. I tried to watch it recently and it didn't work.
The cheap I
looks I'm getting right here says I'm crazy. So let me pause on that. So
nothing with Eva Green could ever be but garbage. I'd watch a movie of just her walking down the street. What's that movie?
You'll love 300 Rise of Empire.
Her and the Johnny Depp when he was a vampire. I watched that movie because Eva Green is in it. You know what I mean? Barnaby Jones or something.
I'm gonna disagree. Great, good movies can be 4 hours. As we watched Lord of the Rings, the extended edition trilogy, the theatrical versions didn't. Once you watch the extended edition, you will never watch. I don't think you can actually watch the edited versions. Like, good movies and good stories, 4 hours, like, not a problem.
That's like the Snyder Cut. You can't ever go back to the regular DC. I was scrolling through Max the other day, and I was like, man, let me take another look at that Snyder joint. And I didn't see it. It was the gray Snyder. I don't know, watching no movie in black and white. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't find the other one. Then I said, okay, here it is. And it was a 2-hour joint. I said, no, sir.
Yep.
So I went straight to Amazon, ordered the four. Look, got me a Blu-ray joint, ordered the 4-hour joint, the 4K Blue Hour. I was like, yo, I gotta have it. Yeah. If there's one DVD I have to have, it's that Justice League Snyderverse.
Yeah. I mean, because everybody from Netflix, you'll see, oh, there's Man of Steel. Dawn of Justice. No, I'm never watching that original version again. That original version doesn't have the actual story. Hey, if you're a critic, you say, hey, he makes sure all his movies are super violent. It doesn't have stories. No, he doesn't have great editors, or whoever his editor is the problem. It's not our studio.
Who is that now? Who cut that original one up?
Don't know. I don't know if that was a studio saying we need your
Warner.
We need your movie under 3 hours because we need to be able to
turn it. Justice,
the Justice League, the 2-hour version. Who cut it up to 2 hours?
Well, I mean, he extended stuff. He didn't finish the movie, so Josh Whedon came in and fixed it.
Okay,
so that was incomplete. And the Zack Snyder Justice League is what he would have done for basically part one and part two. It's just basically combined. I was looking because I was curious. So Zack Snyder typically tends to have about 20 to 30% of an increase from the critics to the audience score, Jace. So while the critics gave Justice League his version 72%, audience gave it 93%.
Yes. Yeah. Some of that I'll say could be bots.
Dawn of Justice was 29% from critics, 63% from fans or audience, 56% for Man of Steel, 75% for audience.
Yeah, okay. So his audience comes out, and you know they like the movies, but critics for their reasons do not like his movie. And I understand. Hey, if he was somebody says, hey, I'm not. If he pulled a Tyler Perry and said, I'm not screening my movies for critics, I would totally understand. Because critics, if you were gonna trash my movie, I'm gonna make you pay for it. Versus giving you a free ride to say my movies are horrible.
I don't blame him on that. No, hey, Jamelin, anytime you want to talk about Eva Green. But seriously, you need to rewatch Rise of the Empire. Because,
again,
Green is, like, super watchable. Solace. Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
Again, yeah, she made. I mean, the storyline makes that. Movie, okay. Casino Royale.
Who's that joint? Penny something? Penny from HBO?
Penny Dreadful?
It was like a monster movie, Penny.
I think he's right.
Penny Dreadful, yeah. Yeah.
Blake is saying, Jamelin, 302, she was naked all over that one. Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
that was I can't imagine you could call that movie garbage. Simply.
Again, I think I own that movie. I think I was watching it one of those. I didn't understand how the 300 Army got basically replaced by what's my man?
He was a guy who should have been in more movies. Sullivan was his last name, Stephen Sullivan. Thing.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. So.
Oh, Jamily, my friend. If you're an Eva Green fan, you need to watch that movie ASAP. I'm pretty sure that's on Max. That is.
It is on Max. That's why I was watching it.
Yeah. That is so highly watchable
movie. I may watch that movie this weekend. If I think I could be wrong, because I may, like I said, I may own that movie. I will say I was wrong.
All right, so DC, no strangers to continuity issues. It's holding on through to the new universe. And remember when we discussed, hey, doesn't seem like the best idea to bring characters over from the old universe if you're starting over. Looking at you, James Gunn, bringing your wife on, Viola Davis, Peacemaker John Cena. Start over, scrub the whole thing, make it simple and plain. So Jennifer Holland, James Gunn's wife, said that filming on season two of Peacemaker and Superman is occurring at the same time. So James Gunn posted on Threads, and it was kind of funny. He said, the source is kind of iffy, but this is true. You know, little jab on his wife. John Cena shared this on Howard Stern last week. To answer your follow-up questions, yes, we'll be shooting Superman and Peacemaker simultaneously. Yes, I've written all the episodes, but no, in the interest of getting the show out there, I won't be able to direct them all, only some. And yes, Waller, the Amanda Waller show, still happening. The schedule is impacted by the strikes, so Waller will come after Peacemaker. So...
Hey, Jeff, what happened at the end of Peacemaker?
Hold on. So this is where I was getting to next. So on Thread, somebody was like, hey, where does Peacemaker season two fit into this universe you guys are creating? Yes, Peacemaker takes place after Superman tweeted or whatever you thread, James Gunn. So Blue, 881 Blue says, including season one? James Gunn says season one isn't canon, but no. So I'm not quite sure how that happens.
So season two of Peacemaker is really season one of Peacemaker.
Basically. So because that was confusing, James Gunn then had to go back and say, whoa, sorry, I could see how you would be confused about this. So then he attempted to try to explain it away. James Gunn says, all the events didn't happen in the DCU. I mean, most do, but there are a few things outside of the lines so I can't say it's pure canon.
What?
It's the same thing they did with the New 52. Well, all the stuff with Batman happened and all the stuff with Green Lantern happened. No, because Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, etc. were right alongside him during Blackest Night. Characters got brought back from the dead after Blackest Night. You can't bring back people who never existed if that's canon. So... That's very confusing. 80s kid goes, huh? Snake Eyes like, James Gunn, you just made me confused. Yeah, I think James Gunn might be confused. And that's the problem when you do a half-tail rebranding restart.
Then it's hey, Blue Beetle is coming over. Well, Blue Beetle, if you wanted to actually say, hey, Blue Beetle came wrong, because it connects to absolutely nothing. So that's fine. You can say that was your first, you can say that's actually your first movie in that universe, because it connects to absolutely nothing.
Jamelin wants to know, why are people wasting their brain power trying to figure out a continuity that doesn't really even exist yet? But let the man cook. Well, no, the last time we let somebody cook, Russ got fired from Denver. Sorry. It's probably too soon.
Man, it's dummy. That's dummy of the week stuff, man. Come on, man.
Just tease it for later. Gosh, okay.
All right. I think the good thing is James Gunn is actually hearing this, because he has to now work in his head to figure out how to make this make sense. And that's a good thing. Because if we don't let somebody try and figure out their problems, they come up with stuff that makes, that forces you to use brain power to try and make it make sense. Now we're giving the actual creator, hey, you make it make sense to us. And if it's somewhat plausible, we'll believe it. But you saying, oh yeah, Peacemaker doesn't count. Oh, well, how about the fact that at the end of Peacemaker season one, Flash and Aquaman were in it. And they said, you know, Superman's not there. So are they coming back? No, they're not coming back. And, oh, was that Lobo who was there or Aquaman? No, that was Aquaman. So you have to kind of say, all right, Peacemaker season one doesn't count. We're coming up with a whole new story.
That's it.
Again, in Waller, Waller is, I don't know why we're, I mean, I love Viola Davis in that role, but no, we have to take this thing down to the studs. If we don't, we create props.
You can use the same pass if you want, but yeah. All right, so there's a Michael Jackson movie coming. And I know this seems kind of implausible, but there's some controversy around this movie, Chief. You're already shaking your head. The press release says it promises a riveting and honest portrayal of the brilliant yet complicated man that will include both Jackson's undeniable creative genius and his human side and personal struggles. Michael Jackson was in the DC. Yeah, he's Plastic Man. So, okay. It's a lot of questions and little dancing around, no pun intended, with the Michael Jackson deal. But people are like, well, what about all those allegations, bro? And, you know, the cast includes Coleman Domingo is going to play Papa Jackson. Miles Teller, like, well, listen, it's not our role to be the judges of this. You know, we're just doing a biopic on the dude, and you know, let the audience, let the viewers, let the paying customers decide. How do you think that works out, Chief?
I think that nobody asked for another Michael Jackson movie. how many times are we gonna do Michael Jackson movies, bro? With Mike's been gone since 2009. I don't know, man. Everything seems like a money grab to me nowadays.
But are they grabbing with the bejeweled white glove?
You know what, man? I don't know what they're grabbing with. I think that it's just foolish, man. I mean, Michael Jackson, you know, we've seen the Whitney Houston story.
Did you watch that?
It was so cut.
It really was.
You saw the trailers for it, right? I'm confused.
I didn't see the trailers for it.
Okay. I saw the trailer was like, yeah, no.
Let me tell you something. The NWA movie was cool.
It was.
The Biggie movie was good.
Yeah.
Notorious?
Tupac was cut. Right?
Spread the word.
Michael Jackson joined. You know, I'm not going to see that, man.
Okay. Did you like Bohemian Rhapsody?
I knew you were going to say that.
Because, well, I'm just looking at every biopic is overly exaggerated.
I didn't watch that, man. Wasn't enough. I mean, I like Queen. I wasn't enough of a Queen fan to sit there and watch it. Just like I didn't watch, what's the Liberace story? Who is this? I didn't watch that either. Huh?
Let's say this. Bohemian Rhapsody, you will, once you watch it, there's so many Queen songs in there. You're gonna have blasting Queen for the next week. I think with a Michael Jackson, it's, hey, you have to admit, like, go, you tell whatever story. But because I just recently watched the Elvis one by Baz Luhrmann, and there's controversy in there, and it's subtly wove in there. Hey, it's here. But if you do it, I mean, from Michael Jackson, you can touch and say, hey, we go this way or that way, but you're going to have to It's unfortunately part of his bad. I mean, legacy at the end. You got to
have a Michael Jackson movie. We have several of them. Pick one. But you know, that's not what,
like, what's a good one. But Michael Jackson. I mean, if you're, and I'm going, is a business. All right, Michael Jackson's music catalog. Dang near demands we make him a movie. We can use some. Hey, his kind of battle with him and Prince for King of Pop in the 80s. That's a good story.
So you need to see another Michael Jackson movie?
Huh?
You need to see another movie?
But I want to see, do I think something that could actually make money? Let me read
Blake's comment here. Blake says, I think we do need an MJ movie. I mean, how many Elvis movies are there? Guy was a legend. One of the biggest talents the world has ever seen. Strange Rumors, Strange Upbringing, you name it. And I feel like we haven't gotten a good one, or close to good Michael Jackson. We got a bunch of, like, Lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay. You hook up with Blake and y'all go see the Michael Jackson movie, man. You know what I mean? So y'all can, his catalog. All right, great.
It's a feature film, Jamie. It's coming to theaters. So these other ones, these TV ones, were terrible because it's like, why do we have Flex playing Michael Jackson? We have one of his nephews who, with a little makeup and all that stuff, looks like Michael Jackson. So I think this is fine. And it'll be interesting to see where that goes. Chief will not be there.
Y'all go enjoy it, man.
I mean, he's blending in with the walls to make sure he's not there, okay?
Sometimes I got to blend in, man, on this show here. Wow.
For the kids.
I mean, why don't we just come out with another new edition?
What is it? I mean, well, put it in the movie.
That was a BET movie.
Somebody has a Wu-Tang TV show.
Yeah. Let's make the Wu-Tang join a movie. Let's just take every singer and just turn it into a movie.
Okay. I think what's happening, Jace, is Chief is upset that he wasted valuable minutes of his life watching the Whitney Houston biopic.
I didn't even get to the point of why Bobby coming in. I'm just like, oh, okay, that's just all it is. Okay, got it. I'm good on this one. Now, okay. Chief, could I interest you on a Prince movie?
Really? Whitney has scarred him for life.
I mean,
I don't need to see a bio on everybody. A biography movie on everybody, man. People just, Michael Jackson was the greatest entertainer I think we've seen in our generation.
I thought that was Jay-Z.
Okay.
That's the next generation, Jeff.
I'm just so sick of they've flooded the market, but once somebody does something, it just starts to flood.
I think the problem is they don't make very many good ones. Their formula is like, let's show a quick snippet of how they started on the rise. Then, here's the excess of fame. And then here's the inevitable fall. And they all follow at the same time. I mean, like with Ali, that was 3 hours. I'll never get back. That was such a boring movie for one of the most charismatic figures ever. And Will Smith was good, but the movie is so long, so bad. I'm like, this is awful.
You talking about Ali?
Yeah. I mean, it was whack. And here we go. Let's see here. Jalen says, I'm looking with a slight side eye, but it's worth it if we get something on par with the likes of What's Love, Ali, or Ray. I like Ray, but Ray had the same issue where it's like, they're not interested in showing us the genius of these people. It's like, hey, here's all the scandals you didn't know about. Mm-hmm. And hey, here's Ray beating up on one of his wives. And here he's cheating. Here's Ali. He can't keep it in his pants. He's the greatest lover of all time, too.
I mean, what you think the Michael Jackson movie gonna be like? What you think the Michael Jackson movie gonna be like?
That's what I'm saying. Make it different. Don't focus on the scandal. Focus on this drive to be the best entertainer.
Good luck.
That's what these biopics never do. We have access to the internet. We know about the scandals now. Show us him working hard, trying to get the moonwalk down. That would be a more entertaining movie to me than, he's inviting some boys over for a sleepover. What's going to happen? Dim the lights. Who knows? I don't care about that. That's not what I care about. Like, I'm not, I don't want to watch the Surviving R. Kelly documentary either. I mean, you saw him hanging with Aaliyah. We don't need a documentary. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so break some new ground on the bio.
It's gonna be exactly like you think, like I think it is. Yeah. I think it's just gonna show him with his court cases and his drug use and right. You know, you're gonna get the Pepsi burning scene and
That's a moment I have to see in the movie.
That's because he wasn't drinking Coke.
Well, you know, don't drink it.
You know. That was good. What'd you think of it, Jamie? Coke, we are taking sponsors. We are taking sponsors. All right.
What is that, a Coke?
Yeah. He's got the dainty one, the 90 calories. No, it looks like a real one.
It's not real. If that's a real one, his hands are like Tony Robbins.
Bear claws.
Right, Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker.
He's got a baby coat. Yeah. Look, he's walking. All right. So I was talking to our cousin last week, and he started the Netflix live action Avatar, and I hadn't started yet. I was busy catching up on The Walking Dead, which I do enjoy. Rick and Michonne, The Ones Who Live. Keep trying to call it something else. But anyway, I'm enjoying that. Yeah, that's always a problem. I mean, you can't do a music biopic if you can't get access to the music. That kind of defeats the purpose.
Yep.
But he was saying, you know, I like it enough. But he's one of those watchers of shows. He's digging it. He'll binge through it while he's working out. Like, that's what he'll do. And like, oh yeah, it was 9 episodes. I watched it in 2 days. He didn't do that with that. He said, I guess it's because, I mean, they've already done this with the animation, with the cartoon version. And I mean, it's cool seeing some stuff, but he did it better the first time. And he's still watching it. And he's like, yeah, I mean, it's cool. He's glad to hear it got renewed for seasons 2 and 3. But I feel like there's probably a bunch of things out there where it was so good the first time around. There's no way they can improve upon it, you know, even with the advances in technology, even if they got an all-star cast, there's just not a way for them to improve it. Like, I look at a movie like Krull, they can make a better Krull movie right now. And we've seen everybody hyped up about Dune Part 2. We're kind of like, I really like the USA versions of Dune. I don't know if I needed a new blockbuster movie version of Dune. Thought they did a great job with that. Children of Dune was awesome. So what do you guys think? Is there some property, something that you really love that's like, they could do it step by step, capture the big scenes, and it wouldn't be any better? Say, for example, The Dark Knight and The Batman. I don't think there's any reason to do The Batman because The Dark Knight did it better already. What do you guys think?
I'm going to stick with anime. If, and because shows that I watched on Netflix was Rurouni Kenshin. I know I'm butchering the name, but it was an animated, it was a cartoon too. And I watched the live action, not half as violent as the animated one. And then when they tried, gave certain things, and it was just the story didn't have as much depth as it did on the animation, which I was really kind of disappointed on, because it was 3 movies and it still didn't get to where the point I thought 3 animated movies got to. So that would be my first one. Another one I don't want them to do is Trigon. if they try to do a live action Vash Stampede, I think I'd lose it. Because it's such a good property that I know if you were to be pitched this idea, it would sound intriguing. You might be like, how much is the budget? Guess what? Most of the budget, it's a desert. Word. This sounds perfect. Except then, oh, well, Dash gets a little violent, gets shot up a lot. Okay, we can do that.
We got the good hookups. We got
bullets in there, no problem. We're going to need a whole lot of CGI bullets. And then we're going to, yeah, there's a whole lot of other stuff that's, yeah, it's not going to work. So I hope they kind of, anime sounds like a good way to go, but trying to do live action versions of it is always going to be a bad idea. Also, when they try and do a live action Akira. So. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah. And the thing with Ghost in the Shell is they started wrong right away. And
easy.
It was just like, Like, I don't understand the need to use a popular property and go, we need a popular star to get people to watch it.
Yeah. We'll have this person attached to it, and that's going to sell more tickets.
Yeah.
Because that usually, if you say, a lot of times that works, but you have
to. Oh, they're canceling the Legend of Zelda movie. It's not happening anymore. It's done.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's the word on the streets. Yeah, Sony.
You can't tell Aftertown that?
No, apparently it's done.
Oh, Aftertown, listen. Call me afterwards. We'll talk. I'll talk you down, brother. I know that this is. Hey, man, my man is on. He's Zelda hard, man.
I'm joking. There's literally no news on a Legend of Zelda movie. Nothing.
You have ruined this man's night.
On that regard, here's the thing: a lot of companies who acquire properties and have no real intentions of making a movie. They're just holding it in case somebody else offers them more money.
Netflix, I think that's kind of the universe. You know, live action.
When they made the live action Blood Rain. Remember the original one?
You ran Jace off.
Yeah, listen, man. That joint was some cut. I don't know, man. You know, a lot of movies shouldn't be improved on. Carlito's Way. Imagine somebody else coming in and redoing the Carlito Way, and it's not Pacino.
This is the movie I was talking about. I just couldn't anywhere jump off camera, you know. But
throw it up to the camera a little bit more. The Samurai X.
That was Alita Battle Angel.
No. That was
I'm talking about Tamerlan. I don't even know what you're holding up.
The light hit it.
Yes.
Okay.
There it is.
You keep pushing up.
Hmm.
Some samurai.
And do it on camera now.
Yeah.
I know it's tricky. I have that same problem.
Yeah, because the light sources.
I think he's talking about Alita Battle Angel.
Is that what you're talking about, Jamie?
Yeah, the movie was good, and they're supposed to be doing a part two. But again, that movie was like, I don't even know when that movie came out.
Well, it didn't make enough money for them. That's why no sequel to that.
Wait, I thought they were. Is it they're not making a sequel
of what, Alita Battle Angel?
Yeah, I thought there was.
It's supposed to be.
Is it? Maybe it's borderline.
Oh, I'm right now.
Is somebody checking on Afton Child? Okay.
I was joking. It was a joke.
I was going to say.
Let's see. Alita Battle Angel 2 as of November. Still a possibility. Mm-hmm. Robert Rodriguez and James Cameron are eager to continue the franchise. So don't look for it. It's probably not going to come.
Yeah.
Unless Netflix is going to take care of it.
Yeah, James Cameron could easily finance making a second part. If he hasn't done it, he hasn't jumped to it, it's not going to happen. Mm. That sucks. That was 2019? Yeah, okay.
2019. It's been a while.
It's been a while, bro. And I was looking forward to that. She was climbing the daggone
the tower.
Yeah. The tower, man. Her man got hit, fell to the ground. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the fact you that was one of those, you tease a bad guy, Ed Norton. I was, okay, let's see where you're going on this.
Yeah, they get you all excited, you know what I mean? You got my mouth all ready for some juice. I open the fridge and it's just a swallow. You know what I mean?
So, what about books? Because I feel like there's some good books that doesn't translate well to live action animated. They just butcher it.
You know, on the real for real, man, and low key, because I did enjoy the movies.
Loki.
No, low key. Oh. Not Loki. Gotcha. The Harry Potter books, like the Harry Potter movies didn't translate that great to them. Like the books, it was so much information that you like, and I know they can never get it all in a movie, but when you look at that, when you read those Harry Potter books, you'd be like, man, hold on. A lot of stuff done happened that we're missing out. Like, and I realize you can't go. What's wrong, Jace? I see you giving me that.
Jace was my Harry Potter guy. Come Order of the Phoenix. I was like, I don't understand anything that's happened. Please explain it.
Order of the Phoenix. Everything after book five was literally chopped up to be dang. Okay. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. HBO is ordering live action TV shows based on the Harry Potter books. Each season is going to be a book.
But I don't understand, like a book of the books that we already looked at? Like, they're rerunning the seasons?
Yeah.
That's just crazy to me,
man. More detail for you,
Chief. Yeah, but actually, I mean, so basically, when, I mean...
Got him head scratching.
I mean, because, hey, and this was always my problem. I hated Half-Blooded Prince, the movie. Because
so was that the one, or was it Order of the Phoenix? I was confused.
Order of the Phoenix is kind of, all right, we're chopping a little here and there. But Order of the Phoenix, it just, hey, how is Harry, did you admit that Harry, actually, and Ginny were almost about to be connected way before the end of the movie? Nah, we cut that out. Oh, okay, that's cool. That takes a lot of depth. Oh, how about these hollows that we're going to talk about in the next one? Yeah, we're not going to talk about that yet. Are we going to admit how Voldemort gets the daggone ring from his digging his uncle? Nah, we'll cut that out. That was my movie. I was like, seriously? Come on. Y'all are pissing me off.
Ain't nothing wrong with the movie. They just cut so much. It just didn't, from the book to the screen, it was just cut up. That's all.
So you're saying it was the screwed version?
You know, but I'm not like, let's say, do we need a series though? I don't know.
If I give you, let's say, because this is on Max, 13 episodes of Harry Potter. Until you probably get to book three, they're all okay. Let's get to the meat ones. Then once you, hey, Voldemort's back. Oh, it's okay. Bring me some more. I think I can do, that could be fun.
So you're eagerly anticipating this show.
I am, yes. That is going to be scheduled on the Max. Hey, we got an episode for you this week. Thanks, guy.
My man is with it.
Yeah. In the same way that you are not.
I don't know, man. I just, the original joints was decent, man. I don't know if I just want to watch the same movie over again, just chopped up.
Well, okay. Did you see, and this doesn't translate well, did you see the Golden Compass movie?
That's with the bear, the polar bear?
Yeah.
No.
You don't remember it. That polar bear? No.
Right.
Okay. Watch the HBO version of the whole series. Really good. That movie didn't do that book any kind of justice.
Well, because it didn't look like it was going to do me any kind of justice. That's why I didn't watch the movie. I just remember thinking, what is that polar bear looking like that? So
yeah, Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig, you're like, okay, at least you got a cast. But once you watch the movie, it was, oh, this is bad. But once you get to the actual, you watch it again, if you have some time, I totally recommend watching that series.
All right, you know what? I'm going to watch it this weekend.
After you finish this Daredevil season.
After I finish Daredevil season four.
Exactly, season four.
They've only done three seasons. All right. I like Ready Player One. I didn't read the book. I really enjoyed the movie. I'm sure that's one of those, from not reading the book, I liked it probably more than people who did. And I am excited about Ready Player Two. Looking forward to that one. That should be really fun. And Blake did read the books too and said, true, I switched the puzzles and references around too much.
I enjoyed that movie, but at the end, he took over the whole thing, right? Yeah. So there's a part two to that? I mean, yeah. You won part one.
I mean, there is. I mean, you're always. I haven't read the book, but you could always say, hey, the corporate interest wants to come back. How does the player, since you already spoiled it in case anybody didn't watch it, but what does the player do now that he has control of the whole game? So.
Well, I feel like if you didn't watch Ready Player One by now, how long has that been out?
I mean, it's been on every, it's free right. on.
You can't hold it forever. So, somebody might not watch it, was from 10 years ago. Yeah, it's probably not on the, it's probably not in the Blu-ray player right now. But you know what I mean? We'll see, man. We'll see if it's any good, man. I hate when they wrap up a movie and then there's a part two. I mean, but that's
just like that one's probably not one that needed a sequel, but we'll see. Hmm. All right, last bit of news here before we wind this down. Daisy Ridley was interviewed about her return to Star Wars. And Den of Geek had the interview and asked her, hey, I'm sorry, this was CBR. And we're like, what do you think about the fans' response to your Star Wars films? She goes, was I surprised? I think it's still upsetting because you don't want people to feel like you're not served the thing that they're a fan of. Ryan Johnson, was so divisive. It really felt like the first one, everyone was responsive in a similar way. And then Ryan's one was super divisive. And the last one was super divisive. It didn't change how I felt about it. So, interesting. It feels like, no one, even those folks working on it, really liked the whole experience. And what do you think? We're going to see Rey as the teacher, the mentor of the Jedi Order in this next Rey film. Boy, man,
Chief,
salty face.
What are we doing here? What are we doing with our lives, man? That Luke situation pisses me off, bro. It pisses me off, man. And you know why that? You know, because that whole scene is reminiscent of that Twilight scene with me. So when I watched the whole joint and I realized that it was some, you know what I mean? The whole scene was fake. It pissed me off. I'm in the movie there. I'm hot, right? So now I'm sitting there waiting for the movie to end, and I'm boiling. And then they turn Luke into a sucker, right? I mean, that's what they basically did. I mean, we grew up with Luke. What, 79 was the first one? Something like that, 77? 77 was the first one. So me and you were born in 75. We grew up on Luke. For 40 years for him to turn into a sucker. You know what I mean? And then, now we got, and I'm not even talking about, because see, I think people get personal with the actors and actresses of the movie. I don't, that's not about you. You know what I mean? I'm not watching a movie like, damn, she sucks. I'm watching a movie and I'm like, this story sucks. This story doesn't make sense. And I think that's the problem. You start to hate the actor. It's not the actor's fault. I mean, they, you know what I mean? If you put me in a movie, I'd have played there too. You know what I mean? I'd have been, what's his name? Mace Windu. You know what I mean? Mace Windu got old and fat. Yes, he did. You know what I mean? But I'd have still played that character for a couple of minutes. But here's the thing, man. They ruined the franchise with those movies, man. They just stopped doing stuff that didn't make sense. And now, after all that, they're like, yo, we know you hated the movies. We know they were bad. We know we did stuff that didn't make sense. But you know what? Go and give it to them again. Oh, right again. Yo, let's keep the party going. You know what I mean?
You're right back.
Are we out of wine? Do we have water? Okay, everybody got wine again. So, you know what I mean? And I'm like, bro, this is horrible. This is horrible. I don't know. So now she's not even trained herself. Who's training her, bro?
She watches YouTube videos, Chief.
She has the Book of Wills.
The Book of Wills. Look at you, brother. Look at you. Look what you just said. And you said it with a straight face, man.
Again, okay.
Did you see him? She has the Book of Wills.
Again, Chief.
What are we doing?
Chief, I mean, the funny thing is, okay, this Jedi don't have books. They have holocrons. They don't have books. I mean, it's there was the problem. I mean, our biggest problem is you gave the movies to people who didn't like the movies. That's you had to understand. It's don't give Star Trek to me because I don't know half the lore. Oh, well, there's some Klingons, there's some Borgs, and there's a...
No, they do it like this. They do this.
Yeah, don't give that to... In the interview is, hey, we want to go in a different direction, but you have to understand, don't piss off the fans. It's just like comic books. Don't piss off the fans and expect them to keep eating it.
Jedi's had a role. If you was a Jedi, you got a Padawan, and your Padawan stuck with you for years, learning the like. And she just jumped out there and was just like, I mean, she was a master, bro. Kylo Ren was training under Luke, and
Chief, remember, she saw Kylo Ren do a Force trick and figured out how to do it in 2 seconds. I mean, bro, there was so many. The problem, George Lucas gave him a script. Hey, if you don't like it, get somebody else. You could have, Dave Filoni was there. You could have asked, hey, Dave, we're not really feeling this script, but, you know, can you handle this? Now you have Star Wars that is going to be overseen by Dave Filoni. So he will at least say, I could probably clear up a lot of Star Wars problem, the sequel trilogy's problems in a title scroll.
Is not, because you still are stuck with those movies. You can't wipe them out.
Yes, you can.
All of them.
I can, again, if I can give you Days of Future Past, I can correct that dang movie. I can bring my cartoons to erase a lot of these problems. I can get a lot of that didn't happen. So
it was all a dream that Palpatine had when he was
Hey, I know I've been in secret. I've been trained to be in secret. But yo, it's Palpatine. Yo, what's up, galaxy? I'm about to take over this dream. I mean, I'm still in the harness, but I got y'all right there. Oh, I mean, my Star Destroyer's not ready, but yo, I'm here. Holla.
I feel like Jace shoots at the basket like this. another bucket, bro. You can't fix it. It's garbage.
Okay.
You can't fix it.
Are you, Chief? Are you watching Bad Batch, the cartoon?
I've seen a couple of episodes of Bad Batch.
Okay. Bad Batch is trying
season 3.
Okay. Bad Batch is trying to overcome some of the problems of what's the last movie. It's trying to get you almost up to Battlefront 2.
Okay.
What? Battlefront 2.
The problem is those three movies, no matter how great the setup is, how much Dave Filoni and the whole crew builds that tower up so majestically and goes, all right, here you go. You still gotta watch those three movies. And those three movies fall over each other so poorly that you could build it up better than the MCU before Endgame. And you would still have to get to those three movies. And those three movies just can't hold up against each other. It's like one counters the other, and then the other one counters everything that happened.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is, you use a title scroll, is you say, this don't count. You literally say, hey, Jedi Master Luke Skywalker trained for years the new head of the Jedi Order, Rey whatever. Don't even call her Rey Skywalker, because that's just take that out. You know, Rey's, you know,
whatever. Don't call her Rey Duke.
How about Rey Palpatine? Just we're saying, hey, these don't count. And Kathleen, I'm sorry, we can't make this make sense, because I can even if I would say, hey, we can make a book series in between these.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
Jace, you're just reaching right at this point, man.
I am forced to pull this, okay?
It's not 2 p.m., Jace.
How many people, and you're trying to bring the Bad Batch in here, but how many people have seen the Bad Batch compared to these Skywalker movies? So
I don't know. I just watched a video on how the Bad Batch changed people's lives.
Right. You can't correct something that nobody's watching.
It was real. It happened. Okay.
And then, like it just eliminates everything we've watched, everything we've learned about the Jedi Order, the training, the things of that nature. I mean, it just took all that out. It's basically me telling you tomorrow to come to my karate school. I'm going to teach karate.
As I've always said, I own the majority of the extended universe books. That's how you get Heir of the Empire, Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, which actually was a much better story that you could have easily done a trilogy movie. There was plenty of but they didn't do it.
So, yes, they did not.
So you have to figure out, hey, we know we have a beloved property. We have to. This is too much of a money. We make too much money to not go with this. And we can't say this. We can't have this franchise in on this divisive series of movies.
Hey, bro, you gotta get rid of Ray. You got to just start a whole new something else. That's the only you can't have a bad movie and then keep that character into that next bad movie. You have to start another, like they could have taken a young Luke and before he tried to kill Kylo Ren, did a story before that. Even that would have been accepted. This joint is already crap. It's
again,
crap.
Okay, like Rise again. You can't, Chief, and I'm. The funny thing is, I'm arguing with you, but I agree with you.
Okay, because I'm about to say, man.
No, did you eat dinner tonight? Hold on, Mark.
Did you eat dinner tonight?
I really, because it's is Daisy really, you know, her character? Does she deserve as much? No. I mean, would you want to see? Do I want to see Finn back? Ray? Oh yeah, I'm force sensitive. No one gives a shit. Okay. You had to, but I want this not to be the end. I mean, we made bad choices were made in Rise of Skywalker that we'll never be able to get around unless we do a whole nother movie explaining most of that ish didn't count. And that's what we have to do.
How are you going to do a movie that most, only way I'll consider that none of that didn't count is if they give me my money back.
Okay.
I open up the mail and I send a check for $60. Saying, here's your money for the movies that you went and watched.
Okay. Chief, did you see Thor Love and Thunder?
Garbage.
Yes. Yes, it was. Complete garbage. But here's the way you can if anybody was asked you, hey, did that thing actually happen? You can explain that whole movie away, because you can say, hey, this is the Rock guy. This is him telling his story, but he's not telling an actual story that actually means something. He is embellishing the movie and doing all these things. You could say, hey, Rise of Skywalker trilogy, embellish bunch of bullcrap.
It was drunk Yoda telling his story.
You know, Yoda was on some stuff talking to Luke. Hey, here, I've been in worlds on worlds. You know, I've seen a world where you try and kill your nephew instead of trying to redeem him like Darth Vader. Who would do some dumb ish like that?
Jace is wilding right now, bro.
There's something else.
It's that Coke, man. It's that Coca-Cola. You're not used to eating sugar. That's what it is, bro. You have eaten sugar tonight. And I couldn't think of it because I saw the Coke can and I was like, that looks weird. And I couldn't figure out why it looked weird to me, because you're on a sugar rush right now. You're on a sugar high. Jeff, get him out of here. Get him out of here. He's on a sugar high, and he doesn't know what to do with it. He's not used to sugar, Jeff. He's not used to sugar. You know what I mean?
Bye, Jace. You got bumped down to the bottom.
Oh, no, down to three. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. In a third spot. All right. Well, fellas, it's that time of the week. Mm. Who are your nominees? Your dummies of the week. And, Jay, since you got moved down to the bottom spot, why don't you kick us off?
Okay. All right. All right. So, my dummy of the week is the fans of Jason Derulo. All right, so Jason Derulo basically has to tell him, hey guys, he's in a concert, you know, doing his thing, then he's got to say, hey, I'm not gonna lie to you, I need to go take a bathroom break, so I'll be back and I'll continue the concert after his you know, after I go handle my business. And then the fans decided to boo him for this. Now, I'm sorry, I would rather my performer, who I'm actually paying money for, to take that extra couple minutes to do what he needs to do, come on back, be real energetic, keep dancing, versus, ooh. Ooh. It's getting a little dicey here, guys. I'm about to end this performance a little early. Like, I'll take a break.
Choreography turns to a two-step.
Well, here's the problem with that. I don't have a problem with Jason. Savage Love is I love that song, right? But that song, like, how many songs does Jason Derulo have where he can do? Is he doing an hour concert? Is he doing a full length concert? If he's gonna be on the stage for about, you can't hold that P for 15 minutes that you're gonna be up there doing.
Maybe Mad Money had the wrong meal, and he's like, "Hey, folks, I'm not. Hey, we're not trying to disparage any company, but hey, I was in the went to the drive thru right before I got here." It didn't sit right, so I'm going to need 15 minutes. I'll be back. I will take that 15 minutes. You know, go to concession, chill out. I'm not booing this.
Women place. Love that, to hear their favorite performer. Look, I got a turtle head poking out. I'm going to need 15 minutes. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, you looking real sexy, baby. Let me go ahead and finish this thing up. I'll be back to sing you love songs. You know what I mean? They're like, oh. They don't want to think of their favorite sexy dude sitting there. You know, they got the music playing in the background. He's on the phone or with a paper in the background. Yeah, give him five. You know what I mean? That's just crazy. That's just crazy, man. I've never even heard of a dude stopping a concert to, you know what I mean?
Hey, I've heard Ed Sheeran say he didn't stop a concert and it was, uh-oh, oops.
Hey, that concert didn't stop. They didn't boo him, though. He did not get
booed. I'm sure Ed Sheeran didn't feel too great about that moment.
Let me tell you something. Until he started counting down money after the concert ended.
Think about you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So my fans for booing your favorite singer for actually having to take a two-second, I'm going to say they're my dummy.
What up, Keith? Exactly. Yeah, I saw that. Like, really? I think it's his brother and his sister. They're trying to do a spinoff. Like, Big Bang Theory just won't die.
If Young Sheldon isn't making it, how is the uninteresting character is going to make it?
It was on for seven seasons.
Well, I'm saying, but they're canceling it. So,
I mean, you go seven seasons, you're not really canceling this kind of. You've decided you've run your course. Yeah.
And nobody was interested in this. Nobody even knows the sister's name.
I'm not a candidate.
All right, my dummy of the week has to be Eric Hendricks. He'd agreed to a deal with us, but decided I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
What position does he play?
Linebacker.
And who is it? Who was it?
Hendricks.
And he went with the Cowboys.
Rams. He wants to go play with his defensive coordinator and go lose in the first round as a member of the Cowboys.
Hey, well, is somebody was saying, basically every talking head, hey, even if you suck for Dallas, you're probably going to be able to make a living for the rest of your life. Because Dallas player, you wear that star on your helmet, you will be set for life because it doesn't matter how good you are. Just say you play for Dallas, you'll get sponsorships everywhere. No.
Bro. Well, at least it'll be on TV. Chief, what you got, buddy?
Right, right. They wilding in the comments, bro.
I really had to look at that again.
You know what I mean? Gosh, damn. You know what, man? I think free agency is the dummy of the week, man. Listen, no disrespect to Brian Burns, man. And I understand that he's going to be coming to the Giants. We traded a second and a fifth for him, and is it the standards of the NFL has gone down, man? Or the price of free agency? I know the price of free agency is over exaggerated, man. Yes. But
you overpay for everybody.
You overpay, bro. Like, but the thing that's irritating me is the way they're just like, yeah, he's the truth, and I'm like, yeah, okay. He's had one season where he's had more than double digit sacks, right?
Oh, so he's getting overpaid.
So all the rest of his seasons, he's at 7.5, 8.5. No, only one season, 12.5, right? $150 million? Is that the going rate for 8.5 sacks? Listen, what's irritating me is he's like the second highest paid defensive end or outside linebacker in that 3-4 setup in the NFL. 8.5 sacks? Like, he's like, yo, there's the Bosa's, there's the
Joey's probably going to be available.
Joey, Nick, what's the dude that from Pittsburgh?
Bobby, too.
No, Ronnie. Why? The dude from the Texans, his brother. He just retired.
TJ
Watts. Watts. I mean, these are dudes are getting
Watts 14, is a totally different place.
15, 16 sacks a year, and $150 million for a dude with 8.5 sacks. I'm like, bro, hold on to that Tiki Baba thing. Just hold up, man.
He's like,
listen, man, I can't agree with that, man, and I'm gonna tell you why. I think athletes are a little sensitive. I don't think Tiki meant that in the disrespectful way that Saquon took it, man. He did go to Philly, man, which Philly massively overpaid for this dude, based on his production to this point. Now he might get behind that Philly line and beast out.
Not good.
And listen, I want him to beast out, just not when he plays the Giants. Yeah, why? I'd like to see the dude get. You know, I feel like the Giants failed him. We've had the worst line in the history of the NFL.
Who's your quarterback going to be?
Bro, they just hit me up today.
Oh, nice, man. Hey, Rick, we're picking up Jimmy Garoppolo, so hey.
I can throw it about 35 yards accurately. After 35? That, yeah, look, I'm going to mean, the window closes. But, that's free agency crap is just outrageous, bro. I mean, I've never, like, I understand the NFL, the salary cap went up, but Jesus, these dudes ain't, Mikey Boussain, he had 5 tackles this year. We're going to give him $35 million, 26.
You said Mikey or Bobby Boussain?
If it was Bobby Boussain, I can understand that. Mike Boussain was the third linebacker in rotation. He was on special teams. Now he's getting $35 million. Like, yo, are you serious? Like, what's going on around here? Like, what are these dudes doing? Like I said, man, we gave a second and a fifth for him, which I was unhappy about because I think we gave him the 39 instead of the 47, but that's neither here nor there. But then, 8.5 sacks, yo. If this dude don't come in here and get 15 sacks a year, I'm going to be irritated. And you know how I get when I'm irritated, fellas.
I think you just might be irritated.
Yeah, because $150 million, I'm getting 15 sacks a year. You know what I mean? Hey, just put me out there on pass rush situations, third down. I'll get 15 before the year's over.
Give me 30 seconds.
Right. 30 seconds of fury. That's it. That's all the snap is. And that, yeah, 2.5 seconds, I'm in there. He's on the ground. So, yeah, fellas, this is going to be an interesting one, man. I'd love to see, you know, only team that I don't want to be is the Broncos.
I love the fact we've decided we're going to hire a coach who's done absolutely nothing and then let him rebuild our franchise because he did such a great job of New Orleans after they lost their Hall of Fame quarterback.
Hey, James, the good thing is you guys haven't done this before.
I won orange for you. I wore the orange for you, man. You know what I mean? Bring back Tim Tebow, man.
Hey, I'll take Osweiler, frankly. You know,
$39 million to play for the Steelers this year. Like, bro, how does that make you feel? Look at the emotion in your face right now. That's why you're drinking that Coke. That's why you're on the sugars. That's why you're on the sugars. Hey, $39 million to play for another team.
Again, no, hiring coach that you knew had no love for the dude. And then basically giving him at least 5 years to wreck your whole franchise. Oh, yeah, and we had to cut players because, hey, we're going to get rid of this quarterback we overpaid for, and then we're going to have $49 million in dead cap. So let's just get rid of the whole rest of the team and go from there. Sounds like fun.
Listen, some dudes can't have a beautiful wife when they're quarterbacks. They want to be home. And Russell Wilson, at this point in his life, he wants to be home. They're popping out babies every month. He wants to be home. He wants to be home.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works, but okay.
Think about it. This dude decided, hey, I can get 39, stay home, or make 39 to not play. Yeah, why as well play?
He did a 1-2 step out of there. All right. Well, fellas, thank you as always. Big shout out to the Oscars for the biggest moment being Ryan Gosling's I Am Ken, which did not win the Oscar for Best Song, which is so Oscar. Anyway, David Thanos, After Child, Snake Eyes, Jalen Parks, Blake Tarpley, Keith Cooper, James Green.
Memphis.
From the 90s. Huh?
Memphis. Mark A.
Oh, Mark A, right. Oh, yes. Of course. My guy. And the comments were serious. Trying to zoom through to make sure I didn't forget anybody. Yeah. So many people. That's good stuff. It's a good problem to have. Everyone who came through on the chat, because I know I forgot some of y'all. But thank you. Appreciate y'all. Back on tomorrow for another edition of Loud Speaker Files. Stay tuned in a few more hours. Another video is about to drop on the Figure Files front. For now, that's it for us this week. Send us your suggestions for more topics you want to hear us talk about and any nominations for our next watch along. For now, this episode of the House Movie Files has been filed.